Warning. The stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised.
Camel Comedy, we got ourselves a bonus show, so do all the things, like, share, subscribe, and give the notification bell a little tap while you're at it. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I am your host, Aaron Wolf. We got another bonus sode for everybody today. We're really excited about this bonus sode here. We're going to be featuring another unique military personality. So joining me today, ladies first, is call sign Eris. Eris, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And call sign Brown Bag.
Brown Bag and in the building.
Yes, man. Very busy, man. We love having you in here. Thanks for doing the show. And call sign Dome Piece. Always a pleasure to have you in here, man.
As always, it's great being here.
So I've heard a little bit about this character, and it sounds like Dome Piece, you might be the closest to him. You want to just give us a little bit of an insight into what this guy's personality is like?
All right. The best way to describe, we'll call this guy Rambo.
Okay.
For the purposes of the show.
I love that.
Rambo is, he's that guy. It can be 4 a.m, and he's got all the energy.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even need an energy drink. He's that guy. You walk in, you see him, and he's like, woo, all right, woo, getting a day going, yeah, are you ready, and you're like, bro, you got it. You're going to have to dial that down. Like, I've taken 2 sips of my coffee, I'm not ready to go, and he's like, woo, I'm like, hey, man, like, you're going to have to stop being you right now, and he's like, woo, what do you mean, I mean, let's go, we got the day going, you're like, that's what I mean, that's what I mean, you need to stop that.
See, look, I mean, there's definitely times in the military you definitely need to be up, but I mean, all the time, that seems like it's probably a bit much.
I mean, I'll say it's a bit catching. The guy is, he's fun to be around. He's energetic. He can get you motivated, and he always has the best outlook on life. I mean, he's always looking at what's great. So, I mean, you know, but at 3 a.m, not so much.
Energetic dude. Brown Bag, you got anything to add here?
Yeah. So, Rambo, bit confusing. Some of his methods, archaic, take the long route, it the hard way. But,
yes,
that's Rambo. That's the Rambo way.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, if you're around him, just understand this is him. This is just who he is at the core.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, he might love you, but hey, man, it sounds like he's one of those guys that just goes 110% at all times. Is that fair?
Put her there.
Full throttle.
He had a really positive energy.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
It was great.
Positive energy.
Very positive energy.
So, Brown Bag, do you want to kick us off with the first story?
Yeah. So, let me give you a place.
Set the table.
Set the tone.
All right.
So, we're in Saudi, right? We work at nights.
All right.
Whatever. Rambo and I decided to work out.
All right.
Now, since we work nights, typically when we go to work out, it's in a tent. Give you some more ideas of the setting.
Yeah.
It's a little hotter during the day, right?
Okay.
Because now the sun's up. So this time we decided to work out together. And Rambo, he's a hard charger, right?
We just established.
He's just such a hard charger. No matter what's going on, you could be cramping and it just doesn't matter.
Right? He doesn't care about injuries. He's like, fuck it. If you're not ripping anything, then you're not trying hard enough.
Mind over matter. Like, to the fullest. So here we go. So we're in the tent. We're hanging out. We're getting the work done. We're getting it in. We're doing curls. So we get close to the end of our workout, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And we're doing something brand new.
Okay.
He's like, look, let's work on our abs. I'm like, okay. I'm confused about this.
All right.
Because we're just standing face to face and we're looking at each other.
All right.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is about to be something different. And it is.
All right.
He said, look, we're just going to hit each other.
Hold on. How are you guys going to be hitting each other that helps your abs?
I guess.
I'm assuming in the stomach,
it
right?
It causes the flex muscles in the core.
Okay.
It causes you to react, which flex your muscles.
Was he a boxer?
No.
But
so And the worst part is, I don't think we even had gloves. So this is just bone and skin.
Yeah.
T-shirt in the middle. That's about it.
Right, right.
And it's Rambo, and so it's there's Rambo. No 50%.
No.
It's all 100.
I don't even think he knew his strength, right?
It's yeah. He's happening. A pretty big guy. He's a strong guy.
Dude. Strong dude.
Yeah.
All
right. And this is probably his prime, too, right?
Okay.
So he's like, come on, Brown Pack. Let's do this. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
This is Rambo.
Let's go.
Why are you going to turn down Rambo?
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
You can't turn down Rambo.
Now he won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, so the instructions were put your hands behind your head. So yeah. Now we got our hands behind our head.
All right.
Tighten up.
All right.
Like, okay.
Tighten up your stomach.
Yeah, you got to tighten up your stomach. I mean, all in the core. And here come the first punch. I'm like, dude, I got to get out of here. I can't breathe. I can't breathe in between the punches. And to paint the scene, Brown Bag at this time,
yeah,
is 21.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm a frail little guy getting punched in the stomach.
Yeah,
by Rambo. Okay. Continuously.
Yeah. Right. Who we've already established is pretty stout, pretty built.
And my breath is getting taken away every single time. I'm just trying to by the time we get done with this, right, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hit you.
Right.
I'm just trying to escape, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out.
It's like,
I'm trying to figure out, how do I get out this tent right now? I don't want to be in the tent with him. Because it's never ending.
Yeah.
And it's getting aggressive. And I'm feeling it.
Oh, shit.
All in the core.
Yeah.
And I can hear him. Like, hey, where are you going? We're still working on the core. Woo! Get over here. I can hear him.
That's Rambo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like Rambo.
So after attack, I felt like I got attacked, right?
Well, you did get attacked. He's sitting there punching you right in the stomach and taking your breath away.
And again, this was a last-minute workout that got thrown in. It just was like he was taking off work on – he's taking all the aggression off work on me, right? And I couldn't take it back because I'm sore.
Yeah, yeah.
After several punches, I think it was way more than several.
Right.
Just to paint the ideal of it, the amount.
You didn't realize it was ab day.
No.
It was arms when you guys started.
It was curls, right? Curls. It was all arms. And it became abs.
Yeah. Oh, that's Rambo. Awesome, man. That's Rambo. Rambo sounds like an awesome dude.
So how many times did you work out with him after that?
None.
That was it,
that was
huh?
One time.
He had to find me. Which was on the other side of the base. I started working off on the other side of the base. Yeah, because it's impossible to work out and then just get punched afterwards.
Yeah,
you're trying to explain to him that I don't want to be punched, and he's like, "Oh, let's go,
woo, let's go."
Yeah, man. I don't think that went.
Yeah, he wasn't catching it. That like, hey, understand. maybe this isn't how everybody likes to work out.
No,
and it seems like when it came time for you to punch him, maybe that was not exactly in the cards.
It wasn't the same.
No,
it wasn't mutual. Feelings were.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Well, I'll kick it to you, Dome Piece. What do you got, man? I know you got plenty of stories.
Oh, I do have plenty. So we'll go with. Another thing that Rambo loved to do was eat.
Okay.
And I know we all like to eat, but this guy took it to a whole different level, right?
Right.
And we're all in the building, and he's walking around, and he's crushing Cliff Bars like they're the last ones on Earth.
Yeah.
Right? He's hammering these Cliff Bars. He's walking around eating them. He bebops into the break room, opens up the freezer, pops out a Lean Cuisine.
Now, real quick, are these his Cliff Bars?
You know, I don't know. I haven't. Okay. It wouldn't surprise me if they weren't.
Yeah.
Because he was known, if there was a bag of chips sitting out, it could be on your desk. He'd walk in, he'd just start eating them.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where it was. Like, it didn't matter whose food it was. It didn't matter what was going
just
on.
Just a brazen dude, huh?
Yeah. He would just walk in, he'd be like, ooh, I'll take some of those. Like, it could be in a personal Tupperware, and he's going to try it. It's going
to
happen.
Was he doing this to, like, peers? Was he doing this to people up
anybody?
Down
it didn't matter. It didn't who matter. It was. Yeah. Maybe not the commander, but other than that,
know,
it was fair.
Man.
I never saw him do it to the commander, but I wouldn't put it past him. How's that?
Okay.
So he's eating these Cliff Bars. He breezes into the break room, and he's heating up this Lean Cuisine.
Right.
As he's scooping this Lean Cuisine, cuisine in his mouth, he realizes a bunch of us are going out to have tacos at this local place. It's, I mean, it's really good. It's a local legend, right?
Right.
He's like, hey, I want in on that. So he hops in. We go. We eat tacos. He eats like he crushes four tacos on all these Cliff Bars on a Lean Cuisine meal. He crushes four tacos.
I love the fact that he had a Lean Cuisine before he went out for tacos.
Yeah, right. So as we walk back, I mean, we don't even make it back in the building.
Right.
Three steps, and the chief is standing there. Now, the chiefs are E9, for those who know, in the list of grade. He's the highest.
Right.
He's the highest in our building, right?
Right.
And the chief's standing there. And he is upset, right? Yeah. And he's like, hey, did you eat my Lean Cuisine?
He, wait a minute. He ate the chief's fucking Lean Cuisine?
So Rafa's standing there. He's like, huh, I thought that was mine. And the chief's like, no, that was mine, man. You ate my meal. So on top of the Cliff Bars and eating tacos, he crushed the chief's Lean Cuisine, right?
Yeah.
So the chief's like, I had to run down the road and go get my lunch because you ate my Lean Cuisine. And we're going through this. So he did feel bad. He went down and bought the chief a new Lean Cuisine.
Yeah.
But like, that was just, that was typical Rambo, right?
Oh, it, what the fuck,
ate the chief's, ate the chief's meal.
So like, let's linger on that for 1 second here, because I love the fact that this guy was snacking. Then he ate a meal and then he went out for another meal. Not only did he just eat a meal, but he ate his boss's meal and then left for tacos. So I'm sure when this chief goes looking around like, hey, where's Rambo at? He's like, oh, he went out for tacos. I'm sure this guy fucking lost his mind.
Oh, yeah. The chief was, he was, the chief had a bit of a short fuse at times. Like,
yeah,
he was an overall, he's a good chief. But man, stuff like that would send him over the edge for a while.
Don't mess around with dudes' meals.
Yeah. And the chief never held grudges, but buddy, the chief was on like, DEFCON 20 that day because ate his Lean Cuisine.
Hell yeah,
and then went and got tacos on top of it.
Yeah.
With no remorse.
Yeah, no.
No.
He, did go buy him another meal, but yeah, he did not feel bad about eating it at all.
It's like, if there's food around, it sounds like Rambo's going to eat it, right?
Yeah. Another quick inject here.
All right.
I would ride to work with him sometimes. And he would go, he would go see the nutritionist at the nearest base. And he would tell me, like, hey, I'm doing everything the nutritionist says, but I'm still not losing any weight. Like, he's going on. And as he's going on, I'm riding the passenger seat, he's crushing like the soft, chewy granola bars. And I mean, he's eating like, he eats one, reaches back, grabs another one. He's telling me he's doing everything that the nutritionist says, right?
55 carbohydrates for like every bar.
Oh, yeah. And he after his fourth one, I finally looked at him and I was like, hey, man, did the nutritionist tell you you could eat four of those bars? And he goes, no. And he grabs another one.
So this cat is not exactly... Sounds like he's got a bit of an eating disorder.
Yes, his 10-minute rant on how he's following the nutritionist. He's crushing all these granola bars and then like admits that they're not on his plan and then laughs and just eats another one.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in that office with the nutritionist, because I'd love to hear what he's saying to this person.
Absolutely.
It sounds like he's omitting some of these additional snacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
And look, let's also point out, it sounds like he's not necessarily doing this maliciously, right? He's not setting things up. It was just like, he just naturally omits certain things out of his, out of his mind, just like punching brown bag as part of the ab routine.
Yeah. Hey, where'd that come from?
He doesn't think about it. He's just as Brownback said in the beginning, it's just Rambo.
Yeah.
That's just him. And he has all of the best intentions. But as they say, sometimes the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah,
right?
That's for sure, man. Aris, I was going to kick it to you. You're good? You want to pass? What's up, Brownback?
Rambo.
All right.
Good old Rambo.
We got the giggles in the studio here.
Hey, when you're talking about Rambo, you got to, because you just picturing his actions over and over. His,
oh, yeah.
His subtleness, but seriousness about everything he does, right? So,
yeah,
understanding those things is about Rambo is the key to all this.
Right.
Right? He's very serious in everything he does.
Just very intense.
Very intense.
Intense when it comes to the gym, intense when it comes to eating.
Yeah. It's almost like if you're around him,
yeah,
you better watch out. If you're not ready for that day to happen,
yeah,
with him in it, walk away.
Right. It sounds like everybody probably has somebody like this in their life, just somebody that's very intense.
He would walk around the building. He's an E7. and will walk around the building with this giant wooden mallet. And when I say a wooden mallet, I mean like the mallet head was, it was, it had to be about 8
it's
inches
like something
across.
It's something out of Looney Tunes.
Yeah. It was like huge. It was like an Acme mallet. And he would throw it over his shoulder.
Acme mallet?
Yeah. And he would throw it on his shoulder and walk around and go, ha, ha, woo! And he'd just yell down the hall at people.
What the fuck? Like, why would he do this?
He would walk right in the commander's office with that and be like, you ready for today, sir? Like, he didn't care. Like, it was great. Like, and of course, there's people who'd be annoyed by it, and he would take the opportunity to like walk right in their office, and he knew it. This time, he knew what he was doing. There was one time where I'm standing down the hall, and he smiles at me and kind of nods, like, "Yep, I'm about to get this guy." He starts right in his office, and he was like, "Woo, you ready for today?" And this other E7 is like, "Dude, get out of my office right now." And he was just like, I'm not going anywhere. And this guy's like, get out right now before I beat your face in. And he's like, no, you're not. He's just like screaming at this guy across
just
his
holding
guest.
A freaking huge mallet.
Holding this huge mallet, right? And then he walks out and smiles at me and walks on down the hall yelling, woo!
What the fuck?
It's great.
Oh,
it
that's
was
awesome,
great.
Man.
It kept it lively in the office for sure.
That sounds like it'd be entertaining, but when you're going to. When you're going up against people that are actual professionals that are in there like, bro, like, I don't know what you're doing right now. Your energy level's off the charts. And like, I don't know why you're holding this gigantic wooden Acme mallet. Where did he get this mallet from anyway?
I don't even know where he found this thing. I think he found it somewhere in our supply bay. It was like something from like the Vietnam era. And he just, it was his. Once he adopted that thing, it was like his puppy dog
in
the
office.
Found a nice
new toy.
Right? Like he was carrying that guy around.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got to take it there.
Yeah.
So Rambo and I, we hung out outside of base.
Okay.
Right? So...
Sounds like it'd be entertaining.
Idea. Yeah, it really was because, you know, Rambo's never wrong either.
Right.
Y'all remember that.
This is true.
He's never wrong. So, we're at Top Golf.
Okay.
Right? So we're hitting balls. I hit a couple.
Yeah.
I'm used to going, whatever. I'm thinking, you know, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Rambo gets up. He go to hit him. He's like, where'd it go? I'm looking at the thing. Eden. Rama took the swing and he's looking out, but the ball is still there. So
straight up
I'm kind of confused, like he don't see that the ball's still there. He's like brown bag. So I'm brown bag.
Right, right.
I don't know where the ball went. I'm like, dude, it's right there.
Right.
And then he turns back and hit the ball.
Yeah.
Acting like this wasn't the ball that he initially tried to hit.
It wasn't
like,
the same ball?
It was the same ball. So, this is the first swing.
Right.
All right. This is Rambo. Rambo's never wrong.
Right.
The second. I don't know what happened with that ball. He hits it.
Yeah.
Nicks it.
Boom.
And it rolls a few inches.
Yeah.
I don't
Were you laughing?
Know. Listen, I'm trying not to. I'm holding everything and Rambo's not wrong. So if you laugh at
woo,
Rambo
woo.
When he's serious and he's never wrong, he might get offended.
Probably a little offended. Okay. I can see that.
He might get offended.
I can see that.
So we're up here. He's hitting. He's on his third one.
Yeah.
After he misses it, he sits down. Because this time he admits that he didn't hit the ball.
He fucking missed.
And I'm trying to hold it all back, hold it in at this point in time because I'm like, he's missing.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
a different Rambo. I'm not yeah. used to this type of Rambo. Usually Rambo gets it right. Right? And he wants you to get it right.
Right.
So I can't rub it in.
Even though
I should have rubbed it in.
Like, hey, remember that time you were punching me in the stomach?
Yeah. So, hey, here you
doing
go.
Doing abs.
Payback.
So I was outranked him, so I would have rubbed it in. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't have said anything to me, but it was fun.
So I'm looking at him. I'm getting curious. He comes over and sit down and just start talking.
Yeah.
And that's how he smooths it all over.
Yeah.
With the conversation.
Okay.
Right? Because Rambo's never wrong.
What did he do?
He just start talking.
Yeah.
About a whole completely different subject. about his house.
Just going to forget about golf.
Just, hey, for right let's now. Compartmentalize this for right at this moment in time.
Right.
And let's talk about something else.
Okay.
How's work treating you? But this was the series of events that occurred.
Right.
He wanted to hit. I was hitting first.
Yeah.
Get up to hit. I don't think he really truly hit a ball.
The whole time you guys were at Topgolf.
The entire time. I don't think he truly hit a ball.
All enthusiasm.
For nothing.
But whiffs. Yeah. Every time.
And it became amusing.
Became amusing?
Yeah, it became amusing. He's a serious guy.
I'll admit this.
I'm taking it like, okay, he's trying.
I can't golf. I'm going to whiff every single time. So I don't have much room to like talk smack about anybody that can't golf. But it is, there's nothing quite as hilarious as watching a grown adult just completely whiff a golf ball. It is hilarious.
It is funny.
So to give you an idea, another thing about his mannerisms, right? So when he gets mad or something's going on, he does this things with his lips. It's like kissing.
Okay.
So hard kisses at the end.
He's
right?
making so brown bags making like constant like smoochy lips. Like
he does do smoochy lips.
So when he gets intense, he's just making like smoochy lips at people, huh?
Yeah, but this time he's doing it at the ball.
So he's directing his smoochy lips at anything he's upset with. So it could be a ball. It could be a regular person. Okay.
And it happens.
Right.
And that's when you know something else is about to happen. Like,
okay, here
or
we go.
Something's going on. He's processing to make something about to happen.
Right.
Right? It's a real thing.
Okay.
But this is Rambo.
Yeah.
This is Rambo.
Yeah.
So we all have to take tests in the military.
Right.
It's a requirement. You got to take them. So Rambo would always ask me to quiz him.
Okay.
Like before he had to go take a test.
That's smart.
Right? Okay. Well, Rambo always moved at one speed, and it was distraction.
This also
so,
true.
Wait a minute. So that sounds exactly like what he was doing when he's whiffing the ball. He's like, hey, let's talk about work. Let's talk about something else. So wait a minute.
He had one speed. It was distraction.
Okay.
That was the speed he moved at, right?
All
right.
So, the speed of distraction. Speed That's got to be on a shirt.
So he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, I got this test coming up. Would you mind quizzing me? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm a team player. Sure. Yeah, I'll quiz you.
Hell yeah.
So we go into this cubicle area. Well, the desk is like facing this way, and the opening is like to your back.
You know, okay.
Like, okay. So he hands me the book that he's studying from.
Right, right.
And I sit down at the desk, and he's behind me. At least I thought he was. So.
Tell me he ghosted you.
I'm telling you, he gets distracted.
All right.
So I sit down at the desk, and I'm like, okay. Open the book. I'm like, okay, first question I asked. Silence. I'm like, dude. So I turn around. He's gone.
Oh, how long were you going through questions and stuff?
Like in a few seconds. Like I open the book and I find the question and I ask and I'm waiting for an answer. I'm getting nothing. So I look and he's gone. I saw a squirrel or something.
I would like to say I am surprised.
All right, hold on. So what was the end of this story? Like, did you have to go chase him down?
No. So I yelled out, you know, I'm like, Rambo, where'd you go? So he pops his head around. He's like, yeah, I'm here. We're here. I'm like, okay.
Was he making smoochy? Making smoochy lips?
No. But he was like, I'm here. We're going to study. I'm like, okay. So I sit down again. He's behind me again. I get to the book, ask another question. He's gone again. Turn around. He's fucking gone again.
Bro.
I'm like, Rambo. So he pops his head. He's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm like, this is like trying to quiz Dory.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. So we got through about five questions before he just pops up and runs out again.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, all right, dude. But, like,
bro.
I can't.
I'm out. This has got to be a reciprocal thing. Like
this is something that we're going to have to do, like, in the confines of another space. Because, like, there's too many distractions, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding.
For you to do this.
But right.
That was just him. Like, he was a guy that you wanted to help out. Like, he's a great guy. I love this
Yeah.
guy. But
he sounds
at
like
the same time,
lovable.
I'm like, where'd you go?
Yeah. Right, like, how are you going to tutor somebody if they keep leaving the fucking room? Like, there's only so much that you can really play with that.
Every minute, like, where'd you go? Where's he at? Rambo missing again?
And I could tell That you weren't even pissed.
No.
You just know that this is kind of baked into the cake dealing right. with
you. You couldn't be mad.
I'd like to say I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm not even a little.
You can't even be mad. It's yeah. Like, you're like, all right,
Rambo.
Try again later.
Rambo's like, off.
Rambo's off on. He's Ramboing his. He's doing his Rambo thing.
He wasn't ready yet. He wanted to study, but he needed to get in the mood.
You know, the desire was there. I know it was.
Yeah.
But.
Respect. Yeah. Respect for that.
So we've covered his intensity and his inability to focus, right?
All right.
So
you about to drop some new info on us here about Rambo?
So this leads right into his written communication, right?
Oh, God.
So when he would fire off an email,
you were laughing.
There was times he would be like, because he would just write. He would write intensely, right? And there was times he would have people, like he would hit me up all the time, like, hey, can you review this? And I would usually just sit down and fix some typos. Well,
right.
he was running a shift, and the guys at the main gate in his shift, there was a general that came through.
Oh, no.
And they didn't render the salute, right, uh-oh, when the general came
through. That's a big
now,
problem.
The general wasn't Superman, but of course he made a few phone calls, which trickles down, and it gets to Rambo. So Rambo, it intense
he's
as
he
is,
that. He's going to handle that. He's, shit.
He fires off this intense email that nobody reviews, right? And he sends it out to his guys that are working for him on his shift.
Right.
I come in the next day, and someone's like, "Hey, you need to see this email." And I'm like, "Okay." So I pick it up and I start reading it. And he is like dishing it to his shift about forgetting to render, you know, proper customs and courtesies at the main gate coming onto the base, right?
So right now I'm with him.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you got to address that stuff, especially if guys are forgetting to salute general officers, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The issue was, in his fiery typing, he misspelled customs and courtesies so bad that he just must have, when he was doing spell check, hit approve, like the ad or whatever. And the closest thing that it came to was costumes and courtesies.
Courtesies, so, like, so, yeah, yeah, like, so, the bow, so, that the ladies, so, do with their dress.
As he's dishing it to his people, he says, "And don't forget to render all your costumes and courtesies." Right.
Costumes and courtesies.
Dude, it was so good. I had tears coming out of my eyes when I was reading this. I had tears coming out of my eyes.
Oh, like, dude, that's so good.
Don't forget to render your costumes and curtsies.
You don't ever want to forget that. I mean, in the mix of things.
No. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sounds like it been rambled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's new. Definitely been rambled.
It's been rambled.
Dude, when he got animated, like, his eyes would do this thing, like, they, like, popped. And like,
were they like gerbil eyes or shark eyes?
They were like, it was like, you know, like those cartoon characters where the eyes go like out of your head and back in.
I wish I could see this guy animated to the high heavens, man.
While doing the smoochie lips.
Yeah. Carrying the mallet.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the cart. Yeah.
I've seen people do the smoochie lips and it's so good. They don't, and just for the audience who might not have experienced this is not like a sexual harassment kind of a thing. This is just like a thing that people do.
It's like a nervous tick.
Yeah. I was going to say a nervous tick. That's just like, I don't know, I'm getting really focused and in on this, and for whatever reason, it's coming out of my lips. Boop, 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 boop. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're right.
go ahead, Aris. Sounds like this guy's amazing. So he would get animated and his eyes would bug out.
The eyes would pop. Like,
right.
It was like, you could see the whole eyeball. And it was like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Nice.
Like, I never learned how to do that.
Yeah.
I was kind of jealous, actually.
Okay. Maybe you need to get more animated. You're a little bit too chill.
Yeah.
Brown Bag's over here doing the smoochie lips.
He's not even envisioning. Earlier you mentioned.
You got any other stories?
So I told you I started riding with him.
Right.
And so he had a Toyota Prius, right?
Okay.
So he would always call a Prius with a T, and I was like, bro, there's
a Prius.
There's no T on the end. It's a Prius. And he's like, ha ha. I know. And then he was still called a Prius, right? So the first day.
You know what? I support that because I like to do stuff like that too.
And I'll admit it. I am not a morning person. I'm a night person. So the first day we rode together, we had to meet up really early, right?
Right, right.
And I get out. I got my coffee. I'm kind of one of those guys, like, I don't want to even have full sentences at that hour. And there's Rambo. Woo! We're riding together. Woo! Like, this is going to be great. Yeah. Woo! And I'm like, it is early. It's like 4 in the morning. And I said, hey, Rambo, like, man, you can't be you in the morning. Like, you can be you on the way home, but you cannot be you in the morning, man. Like, I can't do this. And PSA. he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, that, as I said earlier, that's what I mean. Right there. That. Like, you can't do that. Like, okay, man. Okay. Get in. Woo. And I was like, you're still doing it, bud.
And was he successful?
So he was doing, you could tell, he was doing everything he could to try to keep it tamed down.
Right.
So I was giving him an A for effort, right? I'm trying to drink my coffee. We get about halfway through this drive, and we're in a downtown of a major city that we pass through.
Right.
And he is driving like an angry man. Now, he refused to use the cruise control, and I would always tell him, like, hey, dude, use the cruise. Nah, don't like it. Don't like it. But as he would get more intense, he would accelerate. And we're going, like, 90 through this downtown area in a Prius.
In a Prius.
Yeah, in a Prius, right? Obvious. We're going, like, 90. And he's getting all animated. He's looking at me, and he's intense, and he's, like, squeezing. He's weaving in and out of traffic. And finally, I was like, hey, man. He's like, well, I was like, you need to dial it back. You're going like 90. He's like, ha ha, I didn't even notice. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm okay dying a lot of ways. But I said, in a Prius on the interstate with another man isn't one of them. He was like, ha ha, okay, man. But it didn't mean it. It lasted for about 10 minutes, and we were right back up to 90 as he's throttling it down.
That sounds about right. There's no putting the rabbit back in that
But
hat.
Was he eating granola bars?
I it was too early. I don't remember, but
maybe
yes.
Maybe he just needed granola bars.
He kept boxes of granola bars in his car, and he would eat them all the time.
When you're hiding snacks around for later.
I would meet him at his house. I should have one day. It was 5 minutes late. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? I got caught up in a little traffic because I had a drive even before that drive. And I show up at his house, and I go through his front door, and he's in there flipping French toast. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, you're late, man. I was like, it's 5 minutes. He's like, I couldn't handle it. I wanted some French toast. And he's like spreading syrup on him. And he's like wolfing him down. I was like, didn't you eat? Yeah, I ate already. But I'm 5 minutes. I got hungry. I wanted French toast. And he's all like crushing these French toast.
So hang on. So the fact that you were 5 minutes late caused him to stress eat and make a whole French toast?
Two pieces.
Two pieces of French toast.
Yeah. Yes. And he ate him fast. I mean, I'll give him that. But like, I was laughing. I'm like, he's in there flipping them.
That is one of the most unique things I've ever heard about a person, the way they deal with somebody being 5 minutes late is they just start making a French toast.
He didn't call me.
Two pieces.
Yeah, he didn't call me. He didn't text. I just breezed through his front door expecting him ready. He was always ready to go, right?
Yeah.
Because he was intense. He ain't a morning person.
Right. But he was ready.
I'm like, where's he at? And I walk into the kitchen, and there he is flipping French toast. Like,
yeah. That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Look, so this is the thing with Rambo. There are situations I believe is either intense or odd.
Okay.
Right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's just intense or odd. Like, what just happened?
Right.
So, again, this is Saudi. We're deployed together, so forth.
Okay.
We're over in the villa. He comes up to me, and I'm looking at him. He's like, can you put some lotion on my back? I'm like,
hello, I'm Buffalo
like,
Bill.
I'm like, dude, like, are you serious right now? Like, I'm kind of confused because, again, this is Rambo. It's either intense or odd.
Right? I think you nailed that one. All right. So what was the situation? Is this like suntan lotion? What is this?
Lotion.
Just lotion.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, where is this coming from? Like, why are we doing this? Why? Because I felt obligated because of who he was.
You felt obligated?
Yeah, I felt so obligated. It was confusing, right?
Okay. I'll say. That is a bit confusing.
He asked me, and I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, do I just ignore him? Do I say, no, I'm not doing this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
like, no what
kidding.
Are we doing? And why did you ask me this? Right? And again, in the villa, it had like three rooms, right?
Yeah.
So there was other people in this villa. And he's like, yeah, just like, I think he tapped it. He reached his one arm on the other side of his body and pointed at his shoulder. Can you put some lotion on my back?
So just right on the shoulder, like right behind your ear-ish, kind of like below your ear, behind your neck.
I guess he couldn't get to it.
Okay.
It's fair. But there's no shirt on at this point, so I'm assuming that he is assuming.
Yeah.
That's about to happen no matter what.
He's already decided that this is happening.
It's happening. The lotion is in his hands, okay?
Yeah. So he doesn't know barriers. That's
no, he doesn't.
Sure. No barriers.
None at all. And he's just like, hey, this is about to happen. So I'm up here rubbing lotion on his back, and I don't know when to stop either, right? Do you stop when it's on there? Or do you stop? Or do you stop once it's rubbed in?
Oh, God. So it's probably more up to him. It's probably more up to Rambo at that point. So
it is up to Rambo.
What was his input there?
Rambo won't let you stop until the job is completed. Again, he's either out or intense, and it's all the way done.
Or it sounds like both.
Until he feels it's completed. Not exactly. When it's completed.
So after that moment, again, this is another time I had to exit.
Yeah.
I
and then start doing stuff on the other side of base.
To hang out, right? At the villa, and I felt like I got forced into rubbing another man's back.
With lotion?
What lotion? Until there was no more lotion, until it was rubbed in completely.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, odd, strange, whatever you may call it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
It was Rambo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's so good.
True story.
How many people get ambushed in the military with demands for lotion on your back?
Oh, you're at a deployed location. Yeah. He's having your smear lotion.
Hey, man. Not suntan lotion.
No. And I know him. There was no question.
No.
Hey, put lotion on my back. Like it was not a request.
Decided. It's happening already.
It's not a request.
And again, it's in his hand. His shirt is off. I'm like, man, this is about to happen. This is happening no matter what.
You could be like, hey, I'm not good with like rubbing lotion on another man right now, and he'd be like, ha ha, put it on. That's how he'd be.
Hey, it sounds like this guy was a great guy. So, but yeah,
I mean, I still talk to him regular. Still a great friend of mine.
Awesome.
I love the guy. He's great. He's still as energetic as ever. And
do anything for you.
He's retired now. And he's loving life. But man, just a great, great guy.
Hell yeah.
He's one of those guys that you didn't have to even work with him very long, but you will never forget this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're not going
fact.
To.
Yeah.
One word, impressionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Makes a good impression no matter what.
That's Rambo.
Well, Rambo, if you're out there, love what you're doing, man.
Keep it up.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Always a peace. Thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at camocomedy.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for this show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon. So stay tuned. All right. I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.